What's good, you guys? It is your boy, Keith Fit, and this is Keith Fit TV. To the left of me, I have my best friend, my buddy, my business partner, Lou Money.
What's going on, Keith?
Not much, bro. How are you today?
Oh, man, I'm feeling real excited about this one, man.
Yeah, the energy's there. Ooh. I'm feeling it too, man. I just want to start off by saying thank you, you know what I mean, to all the viewers out there for liking and sharing and even listening in, man. Just getting the messages and the feedback from you guys is so energetic and so powerful to us, you know, and it really means a lot. It really means a lot, you know, just to be out here really helping people, because to me, that's what life's about, man. That's what it's all about, man. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. This one, take it in as well. It's going to be a juicy one. I feel it. My buddy feels it. The energy's there, man. So take it in. Share with your friends and your family, whoever you think might need to hear it. All right?
Sorry to interrupt. But, you know, I want to just say something real quick.
Okay, then.
So, for the viewers out there, we appreciate everything. You know, so just keep sending the feedbacks.
For sure.
Sending them back. You know, it's really a blessing, and you know, and it inspires us to keep helping you guys keep moving forward.
Yeah, for sure. So, that energy, man, that it gives us is amazing. You know, and I'm glad you're feeling it too, bro. What's up.
Yeah, that's why I just wanted to say that, because it just touches a lot.
Just hearing that.
Walking your own day, and then you look at your phone and you see that you got, you know, someone is really listening out there and, you know, really giving that feedback.
Right, so, really being tight, bro. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, man. It is. It definitely is, man. So, but what we're going to talk about today, the message for today is the understanding that you are enough. Mm. The understanding that you are enough. So, Lou Money, I'm gonna ask you, bro. When you hear that you are enough, what do you get out of that? What resonates with you when you hear that or when you see that?
Well, that's a good question, Keith. You know, when somebody asks me that, I'm always enough.
Mm-hmm.
But there's never enough. You can always still get to your potential in life.
Ah, I like that.
You can always strive to become better and successful in your life.
I like that. I likes that. All right, I likes that. And you're absolutely right. And that's what it's all about, man. Because once you begin to understand that, that you are enough, you know, you begin to, like you said, you know what I mean, what really is enough? There's never really enough, because you can always gain more information and learn more and be better. You can always find a way to better yourself. So I like that, my man. I like that a lot. When I think about that phrase, you know what I mean? If I'm asking myself the same question I just asked you, what I get out of that is understanding. What begins to resonate with me is the understanding that, you know, I'm all I need to be better, to do better, to achieve better, to develop, to grow, to, you know, to all around be better, man. And everything that I have, everything that you need as far as like being successful wise, to be successful is you. You don't really need no one else, because your ideas are definitely your ideas, and no one's gonna see your vision how you see your vision.
Right.
You know, so if you understand that, okay, this is the route that I wanna take, then you need to dig in your pockets or look in the books and begin to study and do the research on how can I get there, because I have already everything that I need to be great inside me. It's already there, you know? So to be able to channel that and use that is now the next step after you begin to understand that you already have everything you're ever going to need, you know, to...
You just got to find your potential.
Exactly.
And grow around it.
And exactly, to get to the next level. That's it. So definitely to the viewers out there, you know, who's viewing this, don't think it's like it's corny or anything to be able to look in the mirror and say, you know what? You're enough, man. You got it going on. Like, you know what I mean? Yep. There's no reason. Now, once you begin to understand that, then there becomes no reason for it. Anything to really slow you down.
Right.
Why you can't accomplish this or do that when all you need to do that is you.
Right, and I feel like in society,
yeah, no, you good? Do it, bro. Do it, bro.
Like sometimes in in society, you know, you got that potential, right? But you still keep going, like you're fighting to get to where you want to be, right?
Right.
But to like the viewers that are listening in, like there's gonna be a lot of people, you know, pointing at you and saying that you're not good enough.
For
there's
sure.
gonna be a lot of obstacles that's gonna come across, and you know, even to yourself, you might think like, man, I'm not good enough to get to that level.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So just want to like say like, wake up, look in the mirror, say I am gifted, I am blessed. You know, I am enough. I can get to that.
Exactly.
Nothing ain't gonna stop me.
Exactly, bro. Come on now. That's exactly it. You know what I mean? And then once you do that, you'll begin to push all the negative, all the naysayers, all the doubters out the way, and you begin to take the steps that need to be properly taken to achieve what you need to achieve or what you're looking to achieve. You know what I mean? For example, a good father does not become a good father overnight, you know, or a good father doesn't become a good father off of everyone else, his surroundings. A good father is a good father off of knowing in his heart that he is a good father, and then he'll do the proper things necessary to be a great father to his child. You know what I mean? May that be a male or a female, son or daughter. You know what I mean? And another example to go even deeper into detail with that is your wife. Look at Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather is somebody who I believe he's a symbol. He's a big time symbol, you know? You talk about people out here needing a personal trainer. People out here needing a coach, some help. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people do need that extra push. But definitely, if you're viewing this, I want you to definitely take a step back and look at your surroundings, at who you got on the team. Floyd didn't get a coach. He didn't get no trainer. He didn't get nobody to help him out. But what he already was blessed with, his father. His father's his trainer. His father's who helped him out. His father's who helped get him to that next step. His uncle, who he already had, that's his blood uncle. That's his dad, his blood father. They helped him get him to the next level. And by that, it's crazy because once you begin to understand it, it's like, and once you begin to view it, it's like, he never lost a fight. You know, he fought in the Olympics, in the Olympics game right before he went pro, and they said he lost that fight, but he, if you watch the fight, he won. He knocked dude out. He beat dude senseless. You know what I mean? So is that really a defeat? You know what I mean? So once he began to understand and believe in what he had, and believe in what he was blessed with. God gives you certain people in your life for a reason. These people are here to help you grow, help you mold, help you develop. But if you never understand that, that's their that's the reason they're there, then it's like you become lost. And from all my viewers out there who are sitting over here lost, you know what I mean? You need a friend, somebody to talk to. Hey, reach out to moms, reach out to dad, reach out to your brother, reach out to your cousin. If you're looking to start a business, what better business partner than to have a brother, you know what I mean? Or a family member, somebody who you can actually sit down and talk to. And it's okay to be mad at. And it's okay because they're still going to love you no matter what. And they're still going to help you out no matter what because that connection is there. And even when it could go even deeper than that, as far as like friends. If you have a friend, a family friend, or your best friend that you grew up with. Now, I get it. Like, don't mix pleasure and business. But if we're talking like your best friend, like, at the end of the day, best friends argue and fight. Best friends debate. They beef. They do all of that. You might have hit your best friend. But at the end of the day, your best friend is still going to love you no matter what. Your best friend's still going to have your back no matter what. And it's people like that you need to surround yourself with and understand that that's who, honestly, that's who God has placed in your life for a reason. I'm sitting over here doing the podcast with my best friend Lou Money. Like, me and Lou grew up together. Me and Lou did hoop together, did everything together. You know what I mean? And now we're both wanting or having a vision, and we're both now able to create that vision together. You know what I mean? Who else would I have by my side beside my best friend? You know what I mean? Other than a brother, or other than a sister, or a cousin, or an uncle, or whatever. But, and I'm sorry, I'm going on, bro. And I know you waiting to,
hey, man,
probably
do you, man? Do you?
but I'm just saying, I'm saying sometimes, and it's like, not everybody's gonna see what you see. You know what I mean? Not everybody's gonna see the vision the way you see the vision. But within that group of, I don't know, how far does the family tree go, you know? Like, within that group, somebody's going to be like, you know what? I like that. Let me help you. How can I help you do that? And we can do this together. You know what I mean?
Take a dream and make it reality.
Exactly,
and just
bro.
Just chase it.
Exactly, bro. See, exactly.
Your dream, our dream, I should say, our dream is to help people when they're having the hard times and the good times. And right now, we're trying to make it in reality. You know what I mean? And right now, we're just chasing. So we are on a spark to that wood, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Out here trying to just ignite people. You know, let me help ignite that flame. Because what it is, and what you and I are understanding is, there's a fire that burns within everybody. And a lot of times, we don't understand how to dig deep within that fire. But an example of that fire, and understanding that you do have that fire, is when you see a mom and her child is trapped under a car, she can go up, she can gather up enough strength to be able to lift that car if necessary to get her child from underneath. If a dog is chasing after a mother, you know what I mean, while she's with her child, while she's carrying her child, then a mom will outrun that dog like no other, and speed will step up to a whole nother level because that energy is there, because what she's using is that baby. You know what I mean? That baby's that energy. And when you're talking about your success, you have to begin to understand that your baby is that success. That dream that God decided to give to you one day and allow you and bless you to have, that's yours. No one else is going to see that vision. No one else is going to see that dream. And it's up to you to bring that baby to life. That baby wants to live and help that baby live. And once you begin to look at it like, okay, this is what it is, then that energy comes out. There's a reason why Olympians are breaking records, you know what I mean? They had a dream. Yo, I wanna get to that point. How can I get to that point? I'm using the visual of, okay, that's the record I need to beat. I'm working my ass off now every day to make sure that one day, I don't know when, but one day, I'm going to beat that record. And that's with anything in life, to be honest. You know, you sitting over there at home for the young folks, and you're like, or even if you're an older individual, and you're sitting at home in your parents' house, and you're like, man, I ain't never going to have my house, but not thinking that, but saying, man, one day I'm going to have this house. You know, eventually, if you keep telling yourself that, eventually you're going to get that house. Eventually, if you keep saying, man, I want to drive a Mercedes so bad, eventually you'll have that Mercedes. It might take a couple months. It might take a couple years, but eventually you'll get there, you know? And that's what it's all about. You got to just understand how to gather that energy, and then understanding and how to gather that energy and produce what you need necessary to produce, to create that life that you're trying to create, you know? And then that just flies back to, and that just goes back to understanding that you are enough. You know what I mean? You don't really need nothing else. You got it all inside you. You know, people who are number one speakers are number one speakers because God has blessed them with a gift. You know, to bless them with a gift. And honestly, bro, that's where we're at right now. You know what I mean? God has blessed us with a gift. The inspiration, the motivation that we give, the energy that we give, people are connecting and it's resonating with people. And it's not going to hit everybody. But that's all right. If we can, if it hits, as long as it hits somebody, then we're doing our job. You know what I mean?
Right, right. So, Keith.
Yeah.
I've been thinking overnight or whatever, right?
Right.
And, you know, it clicked to me just out of the blues. And you were talking about how you are enough. And, you know, I'm just chilling yesterday night at the crib. And, you know, I wanted to call you and tell you right there and then, like, bro, it's hit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say it to you.
Okay.
And to the viewers out there that's listening. So one lie is enough to break a trust.
Right, okay.
One sentence is enough to break a heart. One second is enough to lose a battle. One smile is enough to fall in love. And one mistake is enough to lose a job. But whatever our pain and struggles are going, one God is more than enough.
Dude, that's deep, bro. That's deep right there. That's deep. I like that. I like that. Because that's so true, bro. That is so true right there. I like that.
But even though if you fail... Mm-hmm. Like it says, when you lose that battle,
right.
It doesn't mean you lose your life. You just lost that battle. So just keep staying strong and, you know, take the losers in life and make it into winners.
Exactly.
Take the lose and make it into winners.
Yeah, bro. Because like
people
that.
Win and lose.
Exactly.
And winners, yeah, you cool. You could win. You know what I mean? Like you won that obstacle. So now... You made it to the next step to get to that goal.
Exactly.
If you lose, you're learning of your mistake, which you just won because you learned of what you lost. So you turn that, and you're still a winner.
Yeah.
You're still going to strive to where you want to be.
Go ahead. Yes. Yes. I fucks with that, bro, because that is so true, man. That is so true, man. And that's what it's all about, man. Once you begin to understand these things... you begin to look at the world differently. You know what I mean? Like, I like how you're looking at that right there, Lou.
Because, like, a lot of people in society is saying, oh, I lost. Right. I'm done. I'm giving
up.
Right. That's not my dream, which it always is my dream.
Right. And you can't.
But it's not.
That's what, bro, and I like that because that's what you're saying. You're saying not to give up because there's a, even though, even if you lost, there's something that you learned. There's something that you gained from that. So really, did you really even lose?
Right.
No. You know what I mean? No, you are enough because of, even if you fail, you learn and you grow from that. And then you get back up and you keep moving forward. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you keep trying and you keep trying because there's nothing but knowledge to be obtained from that, which will only make your enough that much stronger. Man,
that was tight.
That was tight, bro.
Like I said, a lot of people take that and they, you know, then they're like, man, I'm not enough because my buddy last week just got it.
Right.
Why can I not get where my buddy's at right now?
Right.
So you take that loss and you're like, you know what? My buddy maybe changed it and did a different way. So when I come to this obstacle again, you can beat it. And now then you're a double winner.
Yeah, exactly.
You never lose.
Exactly, because you experienced something that your buddy might have not experienced because he or she knocked it out the first time, and you were able to acquire information from that the first time because you didn't quite hit it, but the second time you got it. So now you get, that's hot. Hey, so we're going to have to just end it off of that right there, you know what I mean? You guys let that resonate, for real. What, Lou, that was deep, bro. That was deep. You know what I mean? That was really deep.
Hey, man. This is what I love to do. I want to reach out to people that need it.
Exactly. And share the information.
Yeah. I'm not, like, why would I want to hide something that amazing and that, like positivity and high energy?
Exactly.
In when I could just, be, you know, express it and let it loose and expand. So when someone's listening to it, they could be like, wow, you know, my buddy's been talking about, you know, I'm not good enough. I'm going to show him.
Yeah, that's what we're here for, dude. That's what we're here for, man. I like that. So listen, you guys, again, man, we appreciate you all. Thank you all for tuning in. We love you all. You know what I mean? You're great. You're going to be great. Don't ever think anything less than that. You know, you're going to be amazing, and you are amazing already, okay? And forget the naysayers and whatever they're saying. Go after it. The message today was you are enough. You already have everything that you need inside you. Once you understand that, start knocking these obstacles out like dominoes, you know? And yeah. And that's it, man. Keith Fit out.
Lou Money out, y'all.